Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
No, there ain't nothing that I gotta prove. You think you're
well, good morning, Pensacola. Welcome back to the last hour of the morning show with John Peacock and JC Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay on Rent News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. We've been talking all morning about forms of government, and we just got off the phone a little while ago with the current mayor, D.C. Reeves, but I'm thrilled to have on the phone right now the first strong mayor of Pensacola, Mr. Ashton Hayward. Ashton, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, John. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been great. We're talking about, you know, that D.C. is continuing the legacy that, you know, you started being the first strong mayor and the things that you did with ST Aerospace and so many other things. And, of course, the Mayor Robinson followed after you, and then Mayor Reeves has been able to continue. And it's just, can you go back and kind of think about when you started? And I remember those days when you first started, how, you know, it was such a challenge because nobody had ever done that before in Pensacola. And kind of how proud do you have to be now on how far the city has come?
Well, I mean, listen, this is a community effort. But if you think about it, John, we were coming out of the worst recession in a generation. Our local tourism economy was fighting for survival from the BP oil spill. The Community Maritime Park was struggling to realize its potential. And our community was realizing the need to diversify our economy. So fast forward a decade later plus, our downtown is booming. Our beaches are celebrating record travel. Businesses are expanding. ST Engineering is on track to create the 1,200 jobs that we promised in the next decade after hitting its initial target of 400. So the city and the county are ready to continue that growth. And things that still keep me up at night, and all due respect, is to make sure we keep the pedal on the floorboard, if you will.
Yeah, and you've done a great job of doing that. Even as a former mayor, I know you're still active and with a lot of contacts and bringing influence to the city of Pensacola by bringing folks here to visit through your current position at Andrews Institute. And I'd love to, for you to expand on that a little bit more on what you're doing with Andrews and all the great work that, you know, to think I have a facility like that in our community, how special that is. So maybe you can talk a few minutes about that. We're going to, we will stop in about a minute. I should just do traffic on the fives, but I want to keep you on after that. So talk a little bit about Andrews and the work you're doing and all the great work that Dr. Andrews started.
Well, we're fortunate in Pensacola to have Dr. Andrews here. He's a legend in healthcare and the orthopedic space. And I was introduced to Jim probably 21 plus years ago and had the opportunity to go work for him after I left office to run his research and education foundation, which focuses heavily on our fellowship program. So when residents come out of their residency, they'll come and focus on a fellowship program and learn from our physicians. We have a surgical skills lab that we focus on new innovations. And one of the most important things in our community and across the state and the country is our Eagle Fund, which rehabilitates our special forces. And that's something that's very near and dear to all of our hearts, obviously. But it's a real honor to work for him, the Andrews community around the country, if you will, and obviously right here locally. And the relationship they have with Baptist Healthcare, it's really focused on growing and offering academic medicine. And that's what our patients want, is academic medicine.
Right. We're going to stop just for a second, Ashton, and do traffic on the fives. John Pickens, be right back with you.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, thanks, Ashton. Thanks, John, for that traffic update. But Ashton, talk a little bit more about the impact that Andrews Institute has had on our community. I don't think most people really understand the economic impact and the people that visit. I saw you at McGuire's the other night with some out of town guests, and how that has impacted Pensacola and just the visibility of Pensacola, which I know was your one of your big focuses when you were in office.
You know, it's interesting, John. You think about the impact sports has on the Pensacola community, and you think about just the icons in sports that have come out of Northwest Florida. But if you think about a visitor visiting our community, the spend is $30,000 plus if they come here for 48 hours into a direct economic impact to our community. And if you think about it, they're getting some of the best health care provided in the United States or around the world when it comes to orthopedic care. It's not just our athletes that visit, but it's our patients right here in Northwest Florida, across the great state of Florida, and our visitors. This is a beacon, and it's a lighthouse if you think about what we have to offer our community, some of the best physicians around the country. But obviously, you can get your clinical care at Andrews, rehab, human performance, clinical trials. And if you think about health span is very important in today and how we live. People want to live longer. We are living longer. But the quality of life that we're living while we're here is critically important going forward. You don't want to have some acute incident and then take care of it then. You want to have a quality of life while you're living, moving. And that's what Jim Andrews has always preached. He's always been on the front end of research and education. Every Monday night, it's open to the public. One of our physicians speaks, our PTs, our athletic trainers talk about best practices. And these folks are thought leaders in the country right here in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, Florida.
That's great. I think it's interesting you mentioned health span, because we talk a lot about in our business, as you mentioned, people are living longer as a lifespan, but it's important. How important is it to kind of shrink that gap between health span and lifespan? And I know you guys at Andrews work really hard to kind of increase people's quality of health life, and the others of us trying to increase their financial lives. So it truly is a partnership to make sure their money lasts as long as they do. And you guys are trying to certainly extend that quality of life so they can have a healthier, happier life. And I can't appreciate it enough how much you do for Andrews and how much Andrews and you do for the community. Mr. Former Mayor Ashton, I hope you and Ann have a wonderful holiday season and Merry Christmas, and you spend some good quality time with Aiden. And I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, John, thank you. We appreciate what you do from a philanthropic standpoint as a business leader and the family at 1620. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas to all of our citizens in the great state of Florida and Escambia County.
Thanks, Ashton. You take care. So, JC, while we've had some great interviews this morning, I know you want to talk a little bit about some of the things coming up this holiday season. Why don't you take it for a few minutes to talk about that?
Absolutely. I would love to.
All right, we're going to do a quick break.
Perfect.
With John.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh, good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss Pensacola Winterfest, continuing nightly through Christmas Eve. Enjoy the streets of downtown Pensacola lit up with 500,000 lights and photos with Santa at Plaza Wonderland at the corner of Government Street and Palafox Place. See PensacolaWinterfest.com for more. Friday night, enjoy a festive gallery night downtown. This month's theme is ugly sweater weather. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Love is a burning.
Good morning, Pensacola. Welcome back to the morning show with John Peacock and Jason Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. And Jason, we just got off the phone with former Mayor Ashton Hayward, and he talked about, of course, the time in the city and then also all the great things that Andrews has done. And I know you want to spend a few minutes in our final kind of home stretch here talking about all the great things during the holiday season.
Absolutely. I would love to. Thanks so much. So first thing I think we should talk about is some hours of operation for last minute Christmas shopping. So we are on the home stretch before Christmas. Cordova Mall has their extended hours until 9 p.m. and opening at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. And then on Sunday, they are open from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. So plenty of time between now and Christmas Eve. And yes, they will be open on Christmas Eve until 6 p.m. Some of the top holiday gifts this year are definitely tech-oriented. We have notebooks that can you can take notes on your phone and then carry the notebook around. There's some portable projectors. Hand warmers have been very popular. And also there is a very popular bird feeder that people are purchasing a lot that you can actually log on and view birds eating the bird feed at any time. Several of those can be purchased at Best Buy as well as some kiosks in the middle of Cordova Mall. Also, we were talking a lot about downtown Pensacola earlier, so definitely don't forget the boutiques on Palafox Street and the surrounding areas. Many of those have extended hours until 6 or 7 p.m. Over the next few days leading into Tuesday. So definitely give them a call, your favorite boutiques on Palafox Street, for those items as well. And be sure and make your lunch or dinner reservations ahead of time because it gets very busy in those areas. So I think if we're talking about fun gifts and shopping, we can't leave out the children in our community. So I want to talk for a moment or two about Angel Tree Kids and where you can still visit to shop for a child in need. We have about 27% of children in Escambia County living in poverty. So let's all step up and assist there. I know yesterday, John and I helped some Angel Tree children through Children's Home Society and got to drop off some presents there. So definitely stop by or give Children's Home Society a call. Same thing with Gulf Coast Kids House, your local church, and elementary schools. All right, so now we're going to go over to John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much. We've just got one accident to let you know about. If you're traveling westbound on Airport Boulevard around Highway 29 and trying to turn left onto Highway 29, there's a roadblock in the turning lane, so make sure you use caution and plan around that one. Again, that's Airport and Highway 29. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Well, thanks, John. Jason, those are some great tips. And now we can go to David Wayne with some headline news.
Supermajorities in the legislature.
Nope, maybe not.
He's working.
All right.
He's a busy
So, Jason, continue. What are some of your favorite places to shop?
Absolutely. So for me, I have to say Dillard's has really stepped up their game in recent years. I believe it's a new manager, GM. I'm not exactly sure of her role over there, but they have really expanded clothing and product lines at Cordova Mall and the Dillard's department store. So I definitely would stop into there. And as far as Palafox Street, depending on what you like, there's Indigo, Gray Boutique as well, and then Rusted Arrow, which is Palafox Street, great for candles and fun gifts. And a lot of those items they have there are Pensacola or 850 specific, which is pretty fun. So it's a great way just to get out. I mentioned earlier about the Palafox Market on Saturday. This Saturday is going to be a pretty big one. They're going to have a lot of vendors, a lot of arts and crafts that you can purchase for gifts. So I would definitely, we have our favorite pie maker, Candy Alcott, would drive by pies that would, well, might be there. So if she is,
all
I would.
Totally fat-free.
Totally fat-free and negative calories, actually. So definitely stop by the Palafox Market this Saturday. Look up their hours. I believe it's 10 to 2, but don't mark my words. It's right around there. But yeah, those are some of my favorite spots.
Yeah, and I think it's great to support small businesses. You know, this is their lifeblood this holiday season. You know, sometimes they make all the money they need for the year during this holiday season. So it's really super important to support them. In the next 30 minutes, we're going to have Jennifer Nisbell come on at some point, about 10, 12 minutes or so, and talk about some of the community events going on. One of my favorite downtown, JC, is Winterfest. I know you haven't experienced that yet,
yes.
But
Denise
Daughtry's put that on for, goodness gracious, decades, I think. And it's a wonderful thing for families to get on a trolley and drive around downtown Pensacola and experience different stops where there's usually some actors and kids participating and reenacting some of the great old-time things like the Grinch Stole Christmas and what's that train? I can't remember the name of the train thing on Christmas, but
yeah, is that largely a weekend event?
No, it's every day during this time of year, all the way up until probably right before Christmas. But it's a wonderful addition to downtown Pensacola. Gets you ride around in a trolley, and I think there's hot chocolate stops and those kind of things. And Rudolph makes an appearance, as well as the Abominable Snowman. And those kind of folks. So it's certainly been a great addition to Pensacola for many, many years. And Denise Daughtry's done a fabulous job of just bringing attention to downtown and celebrating the holidays as well.
So if you need a little holiday spirit.
If you need a little holiday spirit, which at this time, sometimes it's important to do that. People go through all kinds of stuff, and it's important to kind of celebrate with friends and family as much as you can during this time of year. So certainly visit downtown Pensacola. I'm a huge fan of supporting small businesses. We have a ton of, and hopefully more to come in downtown as Pensacola continues to grow. We're looking forward to the lights and the jewelry stores and the retails, and of course all the great restaurants downtown as well. A lot of great Christmas lights all over the Escambia County.
Beautiful.
That, I think the News Journal, on the News Journal site, if I'm not mistaken, they have a whole list. You can actually make an evening of that, driving around to check out all the various efforts that people put in to decorate their houses and stuff. And
some
amazing.
Some people go all out.
Millions and millions of lights, and that's certainly not my cup of tea, but I certainly appreciate when people do that as well. And we're coming down to our last 30 minutes, JC. And I am looking forward to the last 30 minutes, kind of wrapping up strong and celebrating the end of this 4-hour session.
It's been
fun. It's certainly been a blast. Now, I go back to Dave and Mary Hawks saying how much I appreciate all they do for the city of Pensacola, Escambia County, and our community and their efforts here. So this is News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. And this is John Peacock and JC Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden already off at his Delaware beach house for the rest of the week, while lawmakers rush to get home and grapple with a massive government funding bill to avoid a shutdown Friday. Conservatives upset that Speaker Mike Johnson promised no more Christmas tree bills. The GOP's Claudia Tenney on the frayed holiday nerves.
These are very difficult negotiations. Speaker Johnson is a terrific guy dealing in, as Newt Gingrich, former speaker, said, the most difficult speakership probably in American history with such a narrow majority.
The House Border Security Caucus working on day one plans to support President-elect Trump closing the border in January and tracking millions of illegal migrants to be deported. The Fed may have a holiday stocking stuffer today, expected to announce its third interest rate cut this year, a quarter point that would bring down rates 1% since September, despite stubborn inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
Extensive support for military.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Pensacola. Organizations that help the homeless are getting some help from the city to increase their capacity. New pallet shelters are being purchased, which can be given out as needed to different organizations.
We could give 2 to this one and 5 to this one and 10 to this one. So it gives us really the ultimate flexibility to say, who has a need, who can take these shelters, and let's get them to you right now.
That's Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. He tells Channel 3 the shelters are about the size of a typical shed, built to withstand hurricane force winds and include lighting, beds, heat and air conditioning, and have windows and locks. The city is spending around $1 million in ARP money on those shelters. An Alabama man facing charges after allegedly selling drugs that led to a fatal overdose. 35-year-old Terrell Shimon Johnson of Fairhope was arrested this week on manslaughter and other charges after allegedly selling the victim fentanyl. Gulf Shores police say they were called to a death investigation last week. Investigators say the victim overdosed on fentanyl. The Baldwin County Drug Task Force identified Johnson as the source of those narcotics. Officials say he admitted to selling the victim drugs during an interview. Johnson now being held with no bond at the Baldwin County Jail. Senator Rick Scott says he's supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the new Secretary of Health and Human Services.
For all of us, what we're thinking about is how do we stay healthy every day? And finally, we're going to have an HHS secretary that wakes up every day and says, how do we keep everybody healthy in this country?
Senator Scott says he's supportive of what Kennedy wants to accomplish in the position and believes he'd wake up every day thinking about how to keep people healthy. Kennedy has been on Capitol Hill meeting with Republicans to make his case that he's the man to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. Well, in Pinellas County, they're moving forward with the plans to build a new baseball stadium. The county commission there voting to issue bonds to pay for their portion of the stadium that will eventually be the home of the new home of the Tampa Bay Rays in St. Pete. That vote yesterday was 5-2 in favor after two commissioners flipped their votes from 6 months ago. The bonds are expected to provide more than $300 million in funding for the stadium. The Rays say that may not be enough, though, because the six-month delay in approving the bonds will push back the opening until 2029. Rays co-president Matt Silverman says that may cause their costs to increase significantly. NASA's Artemis moon mission is facing a setback. Crew members were at Florida's Kennedy Space Center on Tuesday to give an update on the 10-day trip around the moon. The launch is experiencing an additional delay with liftoff now planned in April of 2026. NASA says they're planning to use the extra time to ensure the 4 astronauts with the Artemis II crew have a safe journey. 8:35 at News Radio. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. Still dealing with that accident that happened on Airport and Highway 29. If you're trying to turn onto Highway 29, that there's a roadblock in the turning lane, so definitely plan around that. Also, Garcon Point Bridge is seeing some delays. I'd say about 10 to 15 minute delay due to construction as they close one lane, open one lane, close one lane, open one lane. You get the picture. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
There is a small chance of rain today, 20% overall, high near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52 degrees. Temperatures slightly cooler for that Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 68 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 45. A bit cooler for that Friday, high near 65, with lows dropping Friday night into the 30s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we've got 63 degrees in Pensacola, 61 in Gulf Breeze, 62 in Milton. And your money now today. The markets are mixed at the opening bell. The Dow is up 77 points at 43,527. S&P down 8 points this morning, 6,042. The NASDAQ down 59.5 points at 20,049. 10-year bond rate up at 4.399% this morning. Gold price is down $5.50 at $26.56.50. Silver price is down 12 cents at $30.79. And looking at the crypto market, Bitcoin down just over 2,500 this morning at 104,045. Ethereum's down, Solana's down, Dogecoin down 2 cents as well. Members of Congress have reached a deal to avert a government shutdown, but the size of the spending package, which includes $10 million in disaster relief and a one-year farm bill extension, isn't popular with everybody, including Republican Missouri Congressman Eric Burleson.
It's a total dumpster fire. I think it's garbage. This is what Washington, D.C. has done. This is why I ran for Congress, to try to stop this.
That agreement reached yesterday afternoon pushes back the funding deadline until March 14th. Walmart is testing out putting body cameras on employees with a focus on employee safety. One photo from a store involved in a pilot program with that shows a poster with directions on how to use the camera in case an encounter with a customer is escalating. A recent survey found about 35% of retailers are researching the use of body cameras for employees and loss prevention personnel. And Grubhub paying $25 million to settle accusations that it misled customers about the cost of deliveries. The Federal Trade Commission also accused the delivery service of misleading drivers about how much they could earn. The practice in some cases resulted in deliveries that cost twice as much as what was originally advertised. 8:38, your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep. The Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,450. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and Drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? They said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Staying healthy after 65 just got easier with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Your journey to wellness includes a customized primary care experience with Ochsner's trusted team of providers. This means more time with your care team at appointments and focus on your health needs. Plus, daily group activities, access to an on-site fitness center. Achieve your health goals with Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus. Accepting patients at 9 Mile Road and their new location on Mobile Highway, opening soon. Visit Ochsner.org/65plus-Pensacola.
Do you believe in Santa Claus, Tommy?
Sure I do.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
This is Diana Quigley, Marketing and Digital Consultant, and I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Christmas is still Christmas.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind.
Hi, I'm Morgan, the Promotion Assistant, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho!
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original, greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas from all of us here at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Morning again, Pensacola. John, you're just rocking the tunes this morning. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. JC, we're 18 minutes left of this four-hour. And again, no paper cuts. John hasn't screamed too much yet. I think we've done okay. This is John Peacock and JC Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. And JC, I'm excited about our next guest, our last guest of the session. So why don't you take it away and introduce her?
Yes, I'm really happy to introduce one of my very dear friends, Jennifer Nisbol. She is the Director of Development and Community Engagement at WSRE and is doing an absolutely amazing job for them. Jennifer is full of ideas for really meaningful and impactful local events, and really just has her finger on the pulse of what's going to be happening in 2025 that we should all have on our calendars that we should be sure to attend and learn more about. So with that, I'd love to introduce Jennifer Nisbol.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me on today.
Super glad to have you. Thanks for taking some time out from WSRE to chat with us for a few minutes.
My pleasure.
So, Jennifer, like I was saying, I'd love to know, 2024, we had some really great community events. Oh, what's that, Jen?
Oh, no, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. We had some really great community events in 2024 and would really love for our listeners to know more about what's in store for 2025 and what you suggest people should be attending or learning about.
Well, my goodness. I mean, one of the best things about Pensacola is how invested this community is in helping charitable organizations. And I heard a quote recently that there's over 900 nonprofit organizations in our area.
Wow.
And now that includes, colleges, churches, everything like that. But as you all know, is we have so many great nonprofit organizations that help further the arts in our community, support marginalized communities, support diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the way that the nonprofit community has grown over the past 10 years is just extremely impressive and something that we should all be very proud of. And of course, I'm the Director of Development and Community Engagement at WSRE, and we do a lot of great events. I also am a part of Sunday's Child. I've been on the board there for the past couple of years and then was lucky enough to take the first part-time paid position with Sunday's Child as well. So I'll be doing that on top of my duties at WSRE. So those are organizations that I support, 110%, and that's what I do for a living. And And I would be doing it even if we weren't getting paid to do it. And I support so many other organizations in our community.
And I know you would. Yeah. And Jen, you're doing such great things with both. We're going to just take a 30-second break for traffic on the fives and then come right back to you.
That's right. Just one accident to let you know about right now on West Airport Boulevard and Highway 29. The roadblock in the turning lane is there, so just be careful playing around that. That's going to cause you some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Jen, back to you.
Hi, so thank you. So let me tell you about a couple of things, of course, about WSRE and what we have coming up. At WSRE, our signature event is called the Wine and Food Classic, and that has been an event that we have typically done in the fall, but we have shifted that to the spring, and so we're going to be hosting the Wine and Food Classic this year on Saturday, March 29th. And that is going to have a New Orleans theme. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have our traditional walkabout events. We have, 20 or so different area chefs come together and do little tastings of food based on the theme. And we'll also have a VIP event associated with that. And going to have a second line. Some jazz music, and that's going to be a really good time. That is a fundraising event with all the proceeds going back to support the mission of WSRE, which is all about positively impacting the local community through education, entertainment, and engagement. We provide high-quality media content and engage children in essential learning activities. So that's one event that we have coming up that I think a lot of folks would be interested in. And then another quick event that I want to mention coming up is the WSRE Be My Neighbor Day. That is something that we have been doing for many years as well. It is free and open to the public. That's going to be in March as well. And we have Daniel Tiger there. We have a lot of activities for children. We have other nonprofit organizations that join us to be able to provide more information about the services that can be helpful to families with children. So that's a great event that a lot of folks, we've had, up to 2,000 people attend that event before.
And so Jen, the community can just show up for that event free of charge and.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, wonderful. That is a free event that is open to everyone.
I love it. I love it. And I love the food and wine event. Would definitely love to attend this year and really just thrilled to hear that you and WSRE are continuing and putting on such impactful events that bring community together for sure. So thank you so much for that information. And we really, really appreciate you coming on and sharing about these events.
Thank you so much for having me. You guys just keep your eyes peeled to the internet and Facebook. We have so many wonderful communities out there doing a lot of great things and giving back, and WSRE is just one of them.
Love it. Thanks so much, Jen.
Take care, Jen.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You know, one of the other things I saw in the paper a couple of days ago, JC, is this creepy dolls galore and more at Pensacola Museum of Shadows. It's kind of a... It's kind of a freaky thing. It's over near Warrington School, and if you like haunted kind of stuff,
yes.
that is your entertainment venue for sure. It is near, I think it's near Warrington Elementary School. It's certainly
paranormal stuff, right? Yeah, you need a little break from the holiday spirit.
If you want to get freaked out instead of holiday cheer, you can go do that and bring it right back to reality. But you talked about a couple other events we got going on in the community as well.
Yes.
Jason, why don't you kind of remind our listeners what's going on there?
I would love to. December 18th, we you still have time to get out and enjoy some of the festivities that Pensacola is offering. I'm going to name a few of them for you. This Friday at the Bay Center is the White Tie Rock Ensemble, and that is going to be Christmas songs and lots of holiday cheer. Also, the Nutcracker is on at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola. Also, don't forget about the Bay Center after game skate that you can do, ice skating at the moment, and then Opera After Dark Christmas Cabaret.
That's great stuff, JC. And again, this is JC Custin here and John Peacock filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Five, or you're retiring, or you just need to make some changes to your Medicare coverage. Look, I know that it's a little bit apprehensive. It's a little bit weird. People have probably been calling you or sending you letters, maybe emails, trying to persuade you that this is some big thing. It's really not. Just call somebody you can trust. Ricky Stewart, a longtime friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does, is she helps people get transitioned over onto Medicare and answer your questions about supplement and Advantage and, you know, what is Medicaid? Does it apply to me? Great questions. Ask her. She knows how to handle prescription drugs, all of that stuff. She's great at it. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all things holiday in downtown Pensacola, including tree lights, holiday cubes, and where you can find Santa.
Santa! They have a Santa!
Tomorrow at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Rounding out the 4-hour block with little Jimmy Buffett. What a great Pensacola icon. This is John Peacock and J.C. Costantino filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Again, as we get closer to wrapping things up, I certainly want to, again, thank Dave and Mary Hoxing for all they brought to Pensacola through Cat Country News Radio. They're everywhere, and we certainly appreciate all their community involvement. We heard today, J.C., from early on, we heard from Teresa Blackwell all the great things she's trying to do with OLF 8 to move that forward in a positive direction for our whole community, but certainly the residents of Beulah. Then we heard from Craig Fair as a chief market strategist for Edward Jones, and kind of hopefully educated folks on what the expectations are for the economy and the market coming up in 2025. Then we heard from Mayor D.C. Reeves. And then we got a bonus interview with former Mayor Ashton Hayward, also director of the foundation at Andrews Institute. And then finally wrapped it up just a few minutes ago with Jennifer Nisbell, who was WSRE, and told us all the great events going on. So we're going to send it over now to John Pickens, Traffic on the Fives, and we'll close out the last few minutes being grateful to what's going on here in Pensacola.
That's right. We've still got that one accident that we're dealing with on West Airport Boulevard and Highway 29. If you're trying to turn onto Highway 29, the vehicle is they've vehicle crash with a roadblock and some injuries. So just plan around that. Also, Garson Point Bridge, you're seeing some delays both in the north and southbound lanes as they work through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. It's nice that we didn't have any major things going on.
No, you were great.
Yeah, and we again, no paper cuts. We survived. I wouldn't mind. Just a, you know, I'm excited about the upcoming college football and professional football playoffs. We got Super Bowl in New Orleans. Ooh, that's got to be pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts, John? I know you're kind of a sports expert on this new college football playoff format.
Yeah, Ole Miss didn't make it.
Yeah. What is the reason for that?
Losing to Kentucky and Florida. Yeah, I know. I was at the Kentucky game when they lost. That wasn't really good. Yeah.
Well, being a Penn State fan, I'm excited that we still got a shot.
Yeah, y'all made it.
I mean, I don't know how we're ranked where we are, but hopefully, you know, you never know. Once you get in the playoffs, as you know, anything can happen, right?
Anything.
Lightning in a bottle kind of thing. You just never know. And, JC, are you a football fan at all?
I am a football fan. I'm very much an NFL fan. The Saints. My dad was a linebacker for the Saints back in the early 70s. So that is my team. And as far as college, this might not be popular. My son wants to go to Auburn. So I've become a little bit of an Auburn fan.
Well, it's popular for some people here.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
I meet a lot of Alabama fans here.
Yeah, I got Alabama, Florida, Florida State. You got a big mix here in the panhandle for sure. But it's exciting. And the football playoffs can be certainly something different this year. And they'll probably tweak it, don't you think?
They have to.
Over time. But, you know, the NFL, I mean, being in New Orleans is exciting because that's close, and hopefully we'll get some people visiting the panhandle before and after the Super Bowl, so that'll be kind of fun. And I'm kind of hopeful and optimistic that my Philadelphia Eagles might make it again.
I'm rooting for them.
You never know. Go Birds, you know, for any Philadelphia fans. There's actually a fairly big population of Eagles fans here in the Pensacola area. I run into them all the time, and we, you know, greet each other with the Go Birds thing. So that's been kind of fun. Well, JC, it's been we got a few minutes left.
Yeah,
it's been an incredible 4 hours. It's gone fast.
It really has. I tell you, I've really enjoyed each guest speaker that we've had. I've learned a lot from each. And just, you know, really appreciate them set aside some time to hop on our little 4 hour bit this morning.
Yeah, 4 hour bit. And certainly people like us are not designed to get up that early. As an old person, I usually get up early anyway, but this was a little bit of a stretch. It kind of, when you do these, I've done it a few times for Andrew, you kind of forget how early it is you have to get up and get here, but it's always a pleasure. And I kind of hope someday that Andrew and of course, Dave and Mary invite us back. And again, I want to thank Dave and Mary for all they do and all the people at Cat Country and News Radio 1620. It's so awesome to be a part of this community and see them at every event. And not just be there, but be so involved in the community.
That's what it's all about.
And giving back. You know, I don't know what it's like at other communities, but my guess is the reason why they keep winning awards after awards after awards for this business. It certainly doesn't feel like a business. We're in this building. It feels like a family.
Does.
And everybody treats each other with respect, and it's just great to see in a city like ours. And, you know, I think they've been here as long as I have, about 30 years or so. It seems like I've known Dave and Mary for a long time. They've built this incredible entity of Cat Country News Radio, so it's been fun to be a part of for sure in the little bit I have. And JC, as we get ready to close out, what are your hopes for 2025?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. For the markets to continue.
Yeah, no kidding.
Definitely that's one of them. And hopefully have a little bit more ease going into 2025. It's been, you know, an interesting last few months with elections. So I think it's going to be a great year. I'm quite optimistic.
Yeah, as you get to my age, you just hope to make it to 2025. And even though that's only, 12, 13 days away. But as we round out this 4 hours, we are so grateful for the community of Pensacola. And thank you all for listening this morning.
Thanks for having us.
News Radio 92.5.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio.